Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is we've heard lots of rhetoric during this campaign from anti-energy candidates and keep-it-in-the-ground activists about their desire to restrict or even ban oil, gas, and coal production on federal lands and waters. Of course, the Obama administration has increased regulatory hurdles regarding energy production. What if these progressive Democrats force the issue? A new report from the U.S. Chambers Institute of 21st Century Energy, titled "What If Energy Production Was Banned on Federal Lands and Water?" found that banning energy development on federal lands would cost the United States $11.3 billion in royalties, 380,000 jobs, and $70 billion in annual GDP, that's gross domestic product. Nearly 25% of America's oil, natural gas, and coal production would grind to a halt. According to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, it would be particularly devastating to energy-producing states out west and in the Gulf of Mexico region. For instance, Wyoming would lose $900 million in annual royalty collections, which represents 20% of the state's annual expenditures. New Mexico would lose $500 million, 8% of the state's total general fund revenues. Colorado would lose 50,000 jobs. The Gulf states, including Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, would see 110,000 fewer jobs. Now, unfortunately, this is the road we're headed down. The Obama administration is rampant with regulations, wind farms, and bankrupted solar companies, imposing a blanket moratorium eliminating the leasing of coal on federal lands. Liberal Democratic lawmakers support these rules. It is important for the public to understand the real consequences of such irresponsible proposals by these progressive Democrats. We, the people, must pay attention to the stances that certain candidates have taken on energy production. The Keep It In The Ground agenda would devastate our country and our country's economy, not to mention the families dependent on those industries. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.